do you get Matt to spend $30 per cookie? It was user-generated content. So content generated by people actually experiencing the product is one of the most influential forms of marketing that you can do. In its basic form, you go like reviews is sort of, that's user-generated content. That's like your users, the recipient, the people who paid or experienced the product is saying like, this was this good. But if you think about it in that way, the degrees to which you can connect with prospects, with leads, the more impactful it is. Welcome to Marketing with Matt. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking to create more margin in your life and business, you're in the right place. For more after the show, be sure to check out profitmoreworkless.com. I'm being peer pressured to sing and I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
But it's birthday week. It's celebration.
It is. Yeah. So depending on when you guys are hearing this or watching along, all of our birthdays center around like the same. It's just how it goes. But like for the family, it's like all in 2 months in the year, basically half in 1 month, half in the other month. So twice a year. And they actually happen to be exactly 6 months apart. So it's perfect because also for my wife's family, they celebrate half birthdays. So it's a double down. Like, so that's literally what's happening. So even for my wife, her birthday is our son's half birthday. And so like all these things going on. So we get two super birthday months. But I want to talk about something that the suite that affected my behavior, and I think it was a great example of some really phenomenal marketing. And so I don't know what kind of short form content you get served in terms of videos. For some reason, I think it's actually my hypothesis is now that I'm a little bit more disciplined in what I eat, I only get served up food videos. And
you're eating with your eyes now. And so it's probably what you're engaging
with. Exactly, yeah. Right. I am eating with my eyes. So they see me slow the scroll when it comes to food stuff. And so I get served up all of the many folks that taste cookies. Like I don't know if anybody's seen this. I'm also like, I don't know if it's a formula for virality. People just found out like you can just get a ton of popularity and probably make money on, I think in particular, Facebook Reels, just taste testing food. And there's like people that just like crumble cookie review of the week. Now that's like, that's base level. There's folks like, I'm going to go and find the most obscure stuff all over the place. I don't even know what this, there's one guy, he wears like the Yes Chef hat and like that's, he just goes out and tastes good food or whatever. Like that's the whole content strategy is eating food that other people would want to eat. And I'm like, it's brilliant because it has mass appeal in terms of like audience attraction, like human beings who eat. And anyway, I get served up a lot of that. And it's interesting because my mind has been expanded about the possibilities of, you know, culinary arts and all these sort of cool things. And I've learned about, you know, these pop-up barbecue joints and all that sort of stuff. But for me, my ideal dessert is actually, I'll tell you, it's mint cookie crumble ice cream. I think that's Vaughn's brand or Safeway, whatever. And it's brownies, just brownies and it's essentially mint chip ice cream, but it's mint cookie crumble, which is like a cookies and cream, but mint. That's my dream dessert. That's what I'm having for my birthday. So that's my go-to. My wife loves cookies in general. So she actually is the perfect audience for these like cookie testers. I think she leans she's a registered dietitian. She's a lot more health conscious than I am. So she loves then if it's like alternative, if it's gluten-free, if it's, you know, sweetened with maple syrup as opposed to sweetened with high fructose cane syrup. I don't know how they make cookies. So for her birthday, I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I've been influenced by all of these like best cookies in LA. And so I want to tell you what happened. So I found one of these best cookies in LA. I thought to myself, there's cookies now. It's $10 a cookie, like a single cookie. And you have to order 12. So you're getting $120 for cookies. It's like next level cookies, apparently. And there was no way I was going to drive to LA, like where it was at. And also there's no one, like I'm outside of like LA. And then you compound, it's like, it's a 90 minute drive, depending on time of day when you're going there. It's like, I mean, to be fair, when I was at UCLA, like going 2 miles could take you an hour.
Oh, especially over there on the west side.
On the west side. So I'm kind of like, it's a big drive. And I love my wife, but also there'd be no way to surprise her. If I was like, hey, on your birthday, I'm going to disappear for about 3 hours. Like, don't worry about it.
It would lower the quality of the surprise.
Just for like a cookie. She'd be like, this is unnecessary and like not a good return on investment. She probably wouldn't even like the investment that I made into it. But we did awesome brunch out. Like, she wanted quality time. So I was with her, blocked out the day, had an awesome day. Simultaneously, I hired someone from TaskRabbit to go pick up the cookies and drive them over. And every, I don't know if you know this, in the TaskRabbit economy, they people like the good pros, what they do is they're like, hey, anything inside of this area is like, this is my regular hourly rate. Anything outside of that, now we're going to like price per mile, price per gas, like all these other factors into it. I spent an absurd amount of money on these cookies. This was stupid. But it got me thinking, beyond just the cookies themselves, a $10 cookie, you're like, how do you get Matt to spend $30 per cookie? It was user-generated content. So content generated by people actually experiencing the product is one of the most influential forms of marketing that you can do. In its, you know, basic form, you go like reviews is sort of, that's user-generated content. That's like your users, the recipient, the people who paid or experienced the product is saying like, this was this good. But if you think about it in that way, the degrees to which you can connect with prospects, with leads, the more impactful it is. And so let me break this down. We've talked on past shows that I think, you know, great marketers are really good at empathy. The skill of empathy is most easily done in person. It's next most easily done on video, then on audio, then written. Or like maybe, audio and then written. Like that's it in terms of how we communicate. So most reviews you see, it's kind of written. It is a degree of empathy, but it's not the highest degree of empathy. You got to read it. You got to like impose tone on it. Because what empathy is you're imagining what the other person would do in their shoes. That's easiest if I'm literally in the same room. It's next easiest if I see that person on video. So if you haven't heard me say this, it's like I'm holding a pen. You watch me. I'm moving over. Like, what's Matt about to do? You'd be like, he's about to put the pen in the other hand. And you're like, why? Because I can see him in the room. I see what's happening here. All these clues are telling me that's what I would do in that scenario, given all that context. That's when we are naturally most empathetic. This is also why video works so well for as a marketing tool, other than literally just being in the same person. This is why actually live events, best marketing space. People spend the most amount of, they're like as high on the efficient empathy scale as you possibly can get. Next best is going to be video. So when we think about user-generated content, reviews are great, but that's bottom of the pyramid in terms of things that can like drive success here. This is where you have a live event and someone comes on the stage and said, this was phenomenal, this product is awesome. Or you walk into Costco and you see someone literally using the pots and pans or the knives are there and you can like your skill as a human being to be empathetic is as high as possible. So therefore, the marketing's effectiveness is as supercharged as possible. So if we think about for our own brands, our own marketing, we think about user-generated content. How can I gather more of that? So there's video is great. Video testimonial of someone in a past experience is pretty good. Video of someone literally experiencing the benefit of it is the highest and most valuable form of marketing possible. And so when I think about these folks that are doing this type of content, they're doing it because Facebook's honestly subsidizing them too. Like they want eyeballs on screen. They know that people will slow their scroll. They'll watch if it's food style content. They pay the creators. But the secondary effect is this is having, it is building up the most amount of value in our minds because I have seen this person break into the cookie. I've seen them take a bite of the cookie. I've seen their reaction, their eyes, the little markers in their face saying delight, joy, flavor. They even then go beyond and they describe it. They say, oh my gosh, it's so moist, or it's, oh, this one's too dry, or it's like, oh, this is the perfect blend of sweet and salty, or whatever it might be. And the more content that I consume from that creator, the more I start to understand their taste preferences are aligned or misaligned with mine. And so then I start to say like, oh, when they make a recommendation, they talk about it, it's more like me. So the practical takeaway of this is have for your own stuff, you have customer segments of identities. On the surface, it could be like age, gender, race, geography. Those are like big buckets and that create those initial clues or cues of like, that's like me. They are like me. And so as someone consuming stuff, their content, their recommendation, or the user-generated content, the more closely related it is to the recipient, the more pertinent it is, the more valuable it is, or just the more relevant it is. someone says, I hate mint. If someone says, I hate mint chip ice cream, and then is like, let me taste these ice creams. Oh my gosh, this is the best banana ice cream in the world. I'd be like, I don't trust you and your flavor preferences or your decision-making possibility as a human. So I can't even watch this. Right. So, but as a business, key takeaway number one, have a diversity of customer experiences. Like the more diverse your customer experiences, the wider the reach your user-generated content marketing can be. If you're like, I only serve white male chiropractors, then I guess it doesn't matter. But like, just understand that like connection there is like, the better you represent your actual customer demographic, the better you'll be able to multiply your customers. And so maybe think about it this way too. If you have a customer demographic that you want to multiply, focus on getting user-generated content from that demographic. Like what gets publicized gets repeated. Like what gets amplified gets added. And so those messages that you want to, it's like multiply your best customer, get user-generated content for them. Second to this, on like the pyramid of empathy, if you can move up from literally written to voice to video, and then I call it like experiential video on that size. There's probably like maybe you go like a plus level. So it's like written plus voice plus video plus, and then there's in-person and maybe in-person plus. The plus is, are they talking about their use in the moment? So if someone writes a review and says like, I'm right now, as I'm writing this review, I'm watching, like my customer is texting me saying how amazing our support is. And I know that I haven't trained this person, I haven't taught this person, and it was completely outsourced. Matt Ticino has the freaking best product that I've ever had in my life. That is better than like, I use them, they're great. Because the actual user-generated experience, the content there is in the moment of the experience. So it goes from user-generated content to user-generated experience. Same thing, if I have a video saying, hey, these guys are great, they're awesome, you got to use them, this is awesome, versus like, let me show you what my day looks like. This is an email, let me share my screen. This is an email I just got of someone saying they loved the support they got from, you know, Leanne. I'm gonna tell you a secret. Leanne is not on my team. She's somebody that I contract through Matt and his team. If you're looking for extra support and help over this thing, like you got to talk to Matt, because this is the kind of stuff I wake up to on the daily basis. It feels amazing. And I would never go back. Hopefully something's clicking here in your mind. You're thinking like, okay, this makes sense. User-generated content, that's still the best. Degrees of empathy, can I get more video? And then degrees of experience, can I get it more experiential? And so those are two critical things you can start thinking through. And then how do you manufacture this? Because you might be saying, Matt, this sounds good. Love it in theory. Easier said than done. How do I actually go from I like the idea to now I predictably get it to happen? I'm going to be honest. We do not have a 100% success rate of recreating this. So now I'm moving from practical. I've done it. We do it a lot. I definitely have a great vehicle for shifting to video. But I'm going to give you, this is a bleeding edge of what would I think about in terms of what are we probably going to implement over the next 6 to 12 months to getting it be a better experience. So one is do it with them. So I have said this before, that if you're trying to get early customer-generated content or testimonials or case studies, interview them. Like, be on video. Yeah. And be like, we got a couple extra minutes. Can we just record this? That part's like foundational, I'd say, here, because you're going to need to kind of put the cookie in their hands. Like, you're going to need to like coach them on what it looks like to give a more experience-driven case study, testimonial, endorsements, rather than just a reflective case, like a reflective review. And
not everyone's a talented content creator. And if your clients are not in the space where they're used to that,
yeah,
you can get so much more by being on a call with them, being in rapport first, guiding, and then guiding them through.
And so this is where I think about what happens naturally at events. At an event, they're literally experiencing it. They're at the event. So as they talk about, if you're this really great for coaches, authors, those, like people who have those kind of influence, the case studies, the video testimonials they get of events are more in that space, because the person speaking from, I'm here experiencing right now. So when I say this person's content is good, it's I just saw them on stage. So it reaches that level. You can do the same sort of thing. And so we have done this We even position this as a benefit to folks when they're sponsoring our events, is we will create experiences. So we're saying, as a sponsor, yeah, you get your name out there. That's great. But also, I'm thinking of FormWise with someone who sponsored one of our events. We set up their booth in such a way that someone could create and experience it there, capture the testimonial. And so when people were talking about it, things they were saying were just like, oh, I've used it. It's great. My users like it. They're saying like, I'm looking at this right now and it is stinking amazing. And so just to elevate the kind of user generated content to less of me saying 5 stars, cookies are great, to more of video of me breaking open the cookie, taking a bite and saying, this is the most delicious, amazing cookie that I've ever had in my life. Hopefully this is firing the, you know, brain cells there, getting you some ideas. And I'll tell you, like I'm saying, like that got me to spend an absurd amount of money on cookies beyond just the provider, even the process that I went through to make sure it got to us that we could experience that. And I just look back and think like, why did that happen? It is because of user generated experience style content is probably one of the most potent, valuable forms.
You're going to leave us hanging though? Like, was it good?
It was phenomenal. It was freaking amazing. So okay. It actually worked out great because we had planned a cake. I have to collaborate. Her mom is magical, most magical person in the world. And so she knows surprise and delight like very few human beings do. So it's like, I was going to be like, what surprises are you planning? So like, we don't plan the same stuff. And we actually think it's funny. We overlap on a lot of things in our ideas. So it worked out because Erica doesn't listen to my podcast. This doesn't matter. She doesn't know this. We had planned a cake. The cake fell through. So we didn't even have a cake. We had a hodgepodge of other desserts, but the cookies were kind of like the highlight of the dessert for the night, and had all the family over and everyone was just raving. And so they really did.
You don't need a cake. You're a cookie person.
That's it. Well, and so she is more of a cookie person anyway. So that's what I mean. She didn't notice, but we actually had planned. I was like, oh, I'll do the cookies. You do the cake kind of a thing. And I something fell through with the baker. But
you need to send me a picture of the cookies so that we'll get it in there and we can show everyone here. Obviously send it to me.
You're thinking like I think like that, and I did not even take a picture of the cookies. Like,
well, of the company, and I'll find pictures.
Yeah. We'll just find pictures online of cookies here. You can superimpose here. No, they lived up to the hype, and it was a great, great experience. And I think the key thing is we need to be focused on a more user-generated experience style content from our customers. Thanks for tuning in for this week's Marketing with Matt. Check out ProfitMoreWorkLess.com to learn how we create high margin marketing. Also, if you know someone who'd enjoy the podcast, feel free to make a recommendation. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Okay, bye for now.